The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening, Hoop fans. And welcome in to yet another exciting high school boys basketball game brought to you by WRBI. Terrence Arney here with you. I'm joined by Greensburg's own Coach Matt Miller. In fact, Matt's out on the floor as we speak, being recognized for his efforts with youth basketball here in Decatur County, particularly here in Greensburg. And that's where we are. We're at the Pirate Ship, home of the Pirates, where the Greensburg Pirates are hosting the South Ripley Raiders here tonight. And it's one of those situations, folks, where we're heading down to the tail end of the regular season, as the pairing show for boys basketball will be tomorrow, this Sunday. So these teams, these coaches, they're going to know exactly where they've got to go, if they've got a bye, who they're playing. They can start to map out their fortunes, Matt, and as it relates to sectional play here coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. All these coaches now, they kind of know what they have. They're still kind of trying to fine-tune things, getting ready for the second season, so to speak, because that's where you really want to start making some noise and be playing at your best.
Yep, no doubt about that. These teams have, both teams have put together decent regular seasons, maybe better than decent. I might be downplaying it a bit. Both teams in, with double-digit wins at this point in the season. The South Ripley Raiders 11-8 on the season, and Greensburg at four, an impressive 14-7. So you're right. These teams have gone through a very grueling, rigorous regular season, and they've done that in preparation to get ready for, as you called it, the second season.
Yeah, and not only have they really had really outstanding seasons for each respective team, but in conference play, they both played really well. South Ripley's 5-2 in their conference, and Greensburg is 5-1. So, really, really good season so far for both schools.
And both of them looking to kind of close things out. You mentioned conference play. South Ripley in second place in the ORVC. Don't really, not much they can do to catch Southwestern, who is in front of them. That's pretty much going to be their lot in life in terms of the conference. Greensburg, on the other hand, they've got a huge one coming up next week against conference foe East Central, and that'll tell everything. If they win that game, they will have the conference championship outright. Should they lose it, they're going to share that with either Batesville or East Central. Heck, all three would have the same conference record, and then based on head-to-head, I believe it would put Greensburg and Batesville at a tie for the conference. In fact, I talked with Coach Busick about that earlier before tonight's game. We'll have an opportunity to hear from him, and he will speak directly to that in terms of their desire to win this conference. Also talked to Coach Sevy Beach, and he talked a little bit, Matt, about the team and their plans. They want to get together tomorrow and kind of get loose, watch the pairing show together, make that a team event. And I thought that was kind of neat as well.
Yeah, that is very, very exciting for the teams, especially this time of year. You always want to look forward to see who you're going to be playing in that tournament come tournament time, sectional time, because those are typically teams that you've played already throughout the season. So you're pretty familiar, and probably a sectional title is probably one of the hardest titles to actually get.
It really is.
Because you are so familiar with your opponents in those sectionals.
And you're exactly right there. We want to thank you, as always, for joining us for Countdown to Tip Off. We've got about 19 and a half minutes before gameplay, and we'll have all that live action for you right here. We're going to step away briefly, as mentioned, let you hear from the coaches, Coach Sean Busick of the Greenberg Pirates, as well as Coach Sevy Beach of the South Ripley Raiders. All that and more coming up on the pregame show right here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Joining us now for the pregame show, head coach for the South Ripley Raiders, Coach Sevy Beach. Coach, here we are now, the last week of the season, and I'm assuming you'll use this game as a final tune-up, if you would, before the real season begins here next week.
Yeah, for sure. Just try to tighten up a few things that we've always been doing, maybe a couple wrinkles that we've been playing with on and off. Try them. It's a good team to try them against. They're probably going to throw some different defenses at us, too. So just one last good test against a non-conference opponent before, finishing up Tuesday, Friday next week against two conference teams in Rising Sun and Jacksonville.
So you've got the pairing show tomorrow afternoon. You guys no doubt will get together and watch that.
Yeah, we'll get together and eat some fried chicken, some good home cooking food, and watch that. Boys enjoy it, play some games and whatnot, and, see how everything shakes up with the sectional.
All right. And as you head in to the sectional, any thoughts on where you want to end up in terms of the bracket, who you want to play, don't want to play? Is there any thought process like that?
Not necessarily. It's, five-team sectional, so two people got to play on Tuesday night. But, if you got to pick one way or the other, you'd rather just play Friday and Saturday instead of Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. But, hey, everybody's 0-0. You got to go play, and it's, one of the, funnest week of the year. So we're excited that it's, right around the corner and ready to get going.
So not to get too far ahead of ourselves, still got the task at hand here tonight. Who do you have to look out for on this Pirate team in terms of being able to come away with a victory?
Yeah, they're led by Jack McKenzie, about 15 a game. Then Coach Busick's son, Drew's a senior, really, really good shooter. I think he's averaging right around 12. And then they got two other guys that are around 8. So, they're pretty well balanced. They're all pretty similar sized. They just play good sound basketball, and work pretty well together. So, handle the physicality. We're going to have to hit some shots against their zones, and take care of the basketball as always. But should be a good hard-fought battle tonight.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time. Good luck and have fun tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
That was head coach Sevy Beach of the South Ripley Raiders. We've got more of the pregame show coming up right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen-printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know a student pursuing a career in the medical field? If so, Margaret Mary Health is now accepting applications for their scholarship program. To qualify, students must go to school full-time and maintain a grade point average of 3.5 or higher. Applications are due by March 29th. For more information or to print an application, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org and click on their News and Events page.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza. 812-933-0333. Ison'sFamilyPizza.com or downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Joining us now on the pregame, head coach for the Greensburg Pirates, Coach Sean Busick. Coach, we talked at the beginning of the season in anticipation of what this season might look like, what it might be, and here we are, just the last few games of the regular season.
Doesn't seem possible, does it? I mean, we've been... It's flown by, but really proud of where the Pirates are right now. We still got some work to do, but I feel like we're in a good spot.
So you've got a couple of last-minute tune-up games, if you would, before the real season begins.
Yeah.
Pairing show will be on tomorrow. What do you hope to accomplish here in these last couple of games?
Well, I think tonight we just want to play at a high level. Tuesday night we go on the road to a county rival, want to play at a high level. And then that'll lead us into next Friday, which is a really big night for us against East Central at home, our senior night. If we win that game, we win the conference outright. We've already won at least a share, but I want to be very selfish. There's a few things in basketball I want to be selfish about. Assists, rebounds, and winning conference and sectionals. We want to be very selfish and win those. So, we're just looking to play at a high level, and that would springboard us into a good tournament, hopefully.
Well, you talk about this conference and the opportunity to share first place there. You're sitting first place right now. And, of course, this sectional is an exact mirror of that conference. So things go your way. You get the win against East Central, you get that outright claim to the conference. How much confidence does that give this squad then going into tournament play?
Well, I think it would be great for us. Either way, it's a 0-0 slate. Back in the EIAC Invitational is another name for our sectional. But I think it would be great for our kids, and I think it would springboard us into some good success in the tournament and give you that confidence you need, that little boost you need. And, we'd just come off a 5-game winning streak, just got it broke on Tuesday night against a really good Seymour team, played them tough, but just couldn't get over the hump with them. But, I'd like to start another big streak here.
Well, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, of course, you got business at hand here tonight. What kind of challenges does this Raiders team bring?
Well, they got good size, and we don't. And when you have size, that's tough to deal with for smaller teams. So hopefully tonight with Henry, we can put somebody in front, somebody behind, and somebody on each side. So I got to try to bottle him up, and then at the same time, not leave shooters open. So they've got a little bit of everything. They're well coached. They're well disciplined. It's a good ball club. So it's going to be a great challenge.
All right, Coach. We want to thank you so much for your time, and good luck and have fun tonight.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That was head coach for the Greensburg Pirates, Coach Sean Busick. And we'll be right back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Countdown to tip-off continues here from the Pirate Ship. That's Greensburg High School. That is the site of tonight's tilt between the visiting South Ripley Raiders and the Greensburg Pirates. Terrence Arney alongside Matt Miller here on the call for you. And Matt, when we look at these teams and these coaching staffs, what do they really want to accomplish here in these last few games before tournament play?
I think you really want to get your rotations down. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in a sectional setting, tournament setting, you're probably going to shorten that up a little bit. You're going to rely on your top six or seven guys. And you want to get going in healthy, for one thing, too.
Sure, sure.
So health is a big thing. Make sure, I know that Greensburg's Reese Beaver's out with a sprained ankle, so he's missed the last couple games, and I think he's expected to be out for another couple, at least, to try to get him healthy for sectionals. So, obviously, health. You want your offense clicking. You want your defense clicking. So, you want some communication. Everybody on the same page.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All teams, all coaching staffs throughout the state, they want to be playing their best ball right now at this time in the season. And no doubt both coaching staffs will be looking to use this game here tonight to reach that, to achieve that goal of playing their best ball. We've got about 5.5 minutes left here before tip-off. We'll step away briefly, come back, talk about the tail of the tape and what these teams need to do to get a victory here tonight. We continue on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Unleash precision at Nobby Moore Shop in Batesville. Elevate your outdoor game with top-tier equipment. John Deere compact tractors, grasshopper mowers, and steel tools. From 23 to 100 horsepower, John Deere compact tractors redefine efficiency. Need financing? They've got you covered. Nobby Mower Shop, your local outdoor authority for 40 years, offers expert service, pickup, delivery, and a treasure trove of parts. Nobby Mower Shop, where precision meets performance. Visit today and transform your outdoors.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Countdown to tip-off continues here from Greensburg High School. South Ripley Raiders are out on the floor now going through a shoot-around. They'll be taking on the home team, the Greensburg Pirates, here in about 4 minutes. Matt, let's take a look at the tail of the tape for these two teams. For the Raiders, they'll be led by head coach Sevy Beach in his second year at South Ripley, 22 and 21 over those 2 years. And Coach Busick, in his very first season here, an impressive 14-7. And maybe what's more impressive is he's in his 31st season overall as a head coach with 450 wins to 257 losses, looking for that 500th win. He wants to do it here while at Greensburg. In their last outing, the South Ripley went up market a little bit, punching up out of their weight class, taking on a very game Seymour team. They fall to Seymour 47-24. And Greensburg also, in their last outing, played that exact same Seymour team, and they, too, came up on the wrong end of that one. 48-40 was the final score there. These two teams have played each other several times over the past 35 years. Greensburg with the edge, 24 Greensburg wins to 14 South Ripley wins, and they've got together almost to the date last year. It was Greensburg, the 53-47 winner there. And according to the John Harrell prediction, he's calling for a Pirate win tonight, Matt, 56-49.
Yeah, I think it'll be a pretty good game, pretty close game. I mean, both teams are averaging about 50 points. South Ripley at 56.5 approximately. Greensburg at 50. Their defenses are really strong. South Ripley's only giving up about 52, and Greensburg about 49, 50 points. So it should be a pretty tight ball game. And not to mention just the close proximity of the schools. South Ripley being the smaller of the two always wants to come in and beat a big – you always want to come in and be the underdog and beat the bigger school.
Yeah. When I talk to these coaches, Coach Beach for South Ripley mentioned by name that they had to have a game plan for Jack McKenzie, as well as the coach's son, Drew Busick, both of them scoring in double digits. Jack at about 15 and some change, and Drew comes in slightly under that, about 11.5, almost 12 points a game. Those two really carry this Pirate team.
Yeah, the Coach Busick's son, Drew, he's the kind of the captain and the point guard. He kind of runs that show for him, and if you can control him, you're going to have a pretty good chance because he does initiate that offense, a lot of offense, and then Jack kind of feeds off that as well. He's probably one of the best athletes on the Greensburg squad, so he's able to kind of score in bunches.
And on the opposite end, Coach Busick was concerned about South Ripley's size and looked no further than 6'7 junior Cole Henry. Cole Henry was up for the Indiana High School Athletic Association Player of the Week last week for his exploits in a game that they played. They played, I believe it was South Dearborn last week. They beat South Dearborn 60-51. Cole Henry scored 30 points in that contest.
Yeah, he can go inside, outside, just looking at him warming up. Great outside shooter, and also can go inside with his size. Just a really good athlete.
So there you go. You've got size on one end, skill and size on one end, and then you've got the quick athletic guards for the Pirates on the opposite end. And you're right. They say styles make fights. And when you put those things together, those ingredients, this should be a good one.
Yes, it should be. Looking forward to it.
No doubt about it. With that, we will go ahead and step out as we begin to prepare for the singing and playing of the national anthem. And when we come back, we'll have live action for you right here from the Pirate Ship as the Greensburg Pirates host the South Ripley Raiders right here on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Kohler means reliability. That's why Kohler is a perfect partner for Hurt and Elko. Every Kohler generator is meticulously quality tested start to finish. Their engineering team runs hundreds of performance tests during the design process. Everything's examined down to the bolt. And before it leaves the factory, Kohler puts it through its paces one more time. The result is total reliability. This is Scott Lamping with Hurt and Elko. Stop by to find out more about Kohler generators. 108 West Pearl Street, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics.
I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
We want to thank you so much for joining us for Countdown Tip-Off. We also want to thank our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. They are Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehring's, Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gunswiller, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. Also, a special thanks to Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Nobby Mower Shop. Taryn Sarney alongside Matt Miller. We are here at the Pirate Ship, ready for this contest. And high school boys basketball, the visiting South Ripley Raiders, they are dressed in their road green, dark green tops, dark green bottoms with black numbers and letters trimmed in white. And for the home team, the Greensburg Pirates, they're in their home white uniforms with white tops, white bottoms, with blue numbers and letters, and that is trimmed out in blue. This crowd here came a little late. They were treated to a great JV game to get things started, and it was the home team able to pull that one out. A close contest at one point. South Ripley led by as many as 11, but man, the Pirates came storming back to win that one. If that was any indication, Matt, of what this varsity contest will be like, it'll be a great games here. They got the lights down low now. It's going to make it difficult for us to see our paperwork here as far as starters. And they've got the spotlight out on the floor as they get ready to introduce the home team now. John Heil loves this treatment. He calls it the 90s Bulls.
It's a good reminder. It is a good one.
And let's see what they've got here. You've got the starters for South Ripley.
Yep, I do. They're going with Sipples, Hartpoles, Henry, Johnson, and McNew.
All right, that was Bryson Sipples, Drew Voles, Cole Henry, Ethan Johnson, and Mason McNew. And what do you have for the home squad here?
Looks like we've got Drew Busick, Bradley Lutz, Addison Barnes Pettit, Jack McKenzie, and Justin Atkins.
All right, three, a very experienced squad for the Pirates. Four seniors in that starting lineup in Lutz, Busick, Addison Barnes Pettit, and Justin Atkins. So a lot of ball played amongst those seniors on this floor, and I no doubt they'll be leaning on some of that experience and chemistry to get through this one.
Absolutely.
Cole and AVP up to tip this one off. And the much taller Cole Henry taps this one back. And South Ripley will bring it up the floor to get things started. They send it over to the wing for Sipples. Sipples comes back inside. Looked like he may have had a toe on the line, but all the same, a long shot for Drew Voltz. It's good. They call it a three. So to open up the scoring, South Ripley quickly flexing their shooting prowess here. Quick dive to the basket there from number 22 for the Pirates. That was McKenzie, and it just rolls off the lip, man.
Yeah, we had a good, really good crossover move and just couldn't finish.
Over down into the near corner, go South Ripley. They kick it across the floor, down on the baseline for the big man, and he gets met in midair. That ball was blocked. Justin Atkins climbed the ladder to knock that one away. Clean block, and now the Pirates back on offense. Ball up top with McKenzie between the circles. Going to hand off to ABP. They send it down on the baseline for Lutz. Lutz finds a cutting Atkins. And they kick it back up top. Lutz has it. They work it all the way back around. McKenzie now. Left-hand dribble drive. Stops just below the free throw line. Sends it back up top. A free look to the lane for Drew Busick. And he could not turn that one down. He goes straight to the rack and lays it in for the Pirates' first two-point basket.
Great little jab to the left and then freed him up to the right. Nice right-handed layup.
Henry now on the left wing calling for it again. He gets it back. Puts his head down, goes through the defender, literally, but that ball won't go down. Rebound down to the Pirates. McKenzie is going to bring it up the floor. Now off on the right wing for Busick. Busick shakes left, goes right, spin move. The scoop with the left hand falls off the lid. Good-looking move there by Busick, but it won't fall. Back the other way now for South Ripley. Voltz brings it up the floor, and Henry... strong move to the basket, not hesitating at all, Matt. One dribble and straight to the rack.
Great move there to draw a foul on Atkins, his first.
So with that first Pirate foul, Cole Henry will go to the line to shoot two. Good-looking shot, as you mentioned there, that free throw there. All net, and a beautiful stroke for a big man.
Yeah, it gets excellent rotation, that ideal 12-6 rotation.
Good on the first free throw, making it a 4-2 ball game. Henry with a second one off the front of the rim. AVP is going to bring it down, send it over to Busick. Busick quickly up the floor and across the timeline. Now in between the circles, finds McKenzie, gets it right back. Near side with Lutz. Lutz, cross-court pass back to McKenzie. Now Busick again. A little bit of a 2-3 zone here from South Ripley.
Yeah, they started the first couple possessions in man-to-man and had trouble keeping the guards in front, and then switched it up to a zone here. Both teams kind of going zone right now.
And that is doing a little bit of the job in terms of keeping this Greensburg offense at bay. ABP with the three from the near wing's not going to go. He's going to try to hustle for a long rebound, but it's going to get out of bounds before he could get to it. So one and done there with the three-ball shot. Still 4-2 with 5:14 in the first. South Ripley now bringing it up across the timeline with Voles. Goes off to Sipples on the right wing, gets it right back. Now they work it the opposite way for McNew. Sipples has relocated. He picks that one up. They come back to the near side. Voles dribble drive on a bounce pass looking inside for Cole Henry, but a lot of congestion in there. The ball won't make it there. Pirates off and running.
South Ripley's first turnover of the ball game.
They go inside, and they go down on the baseline for ABP. A whole lot of contact there between Addison Barnes-Pettit and the Pirates, and the Raiders, Ethan Johnson. Johnson going to be called with the foul, and that'll send ABP to the free throw line.
Very physical game so far, letting them get away with a lot of contact.
Missed the first one. ADP, an 85% free throw shooter on the season. And a rare miss from him. Score remains 4-2. He's got one more free throw coming here with 4:37 in the first. Good there. And the Pirates draw within one. 4-3. Defensive struggle so far, Matt.
Yes, it is. Both teams packing it back into a zone. forcing teams to forcing each other to shoot from that from away or getting down low for a good look.
That's interesting because both of these teams like to get out and run. As a three ball from McNew won't find its mark. Rebound down to Busick, and he's quickly up the floor, sends it over into the corner for Jacob Miller. Jacoby turns down the three, baseline drive. The floater's good. Pirates have their first lead, 5-4. South Ripley now back on offense. Vols up top, right wing, as Gavin Binion's checked in for his first moments of the game here. They're going to reset the offense now with Vols up top. He dumps it down again. Back to Binion. Cross-court pass for McNew. Cross-court comes right back quickly to Henry. And what a nice finish there. The reverse layup on the opposite side with the left hand. And he's got nice footwork when he gets in that low. But before we could say what, Jacoby Miller with a quick finish. And again, it's a one-point ball game. Pirates still on top.
Good action so far in this early in this game, ball game.
Yeah, now these offenses are trying to pick up the pace here a little bit, take advantage of this transition D, try to catch them off guard.
Yeah, both teams moving the ball really well around the perimeter and then getting nice looks, dump offs down low.
Cross court for McNew. Three-pointer won't go. Henry battling for the rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Cole. So good look at a three from the opposite corner, Matt, just off the mark there.
Yeah, very good look. That's what's going to be open on those in that particular zone. The way Greensburg runs their zone, the corner threes are going to be open.
See if they can take advantage. Jacoby Miller made his presence felt as he had just checked in. Had two quick baskets for his squad. Now Busick down the lane, the right-hand side. That one a little short. ADP puts it up. Also, his a little short, but that shot was altered by Ethan Johnson, and Johnson, excuse me, Cole Henry, rather, is going to get called for the offensive foul, stepping in to take the charges, Bradley Lux.
And that's Cole's first. Good aggressive take, just good defense positioning there.
I don't know. I would have had to call that a business decision. Not sure if I want to step in front of 6'7" with full head of steam, but he did. Meanwhile, Busick kicks it back up top, able to find Lutz. Lutz sends it outside. Thought about the three, did Miller, but he pulled it down instead. They work it back around the arc. Busick on the near wing. Now McKenzie. Selled out for the steal and able to come away with it was McNew. Finds Volz on the trailer. And now Volz is going to slow things down, wait for his teammates. Now they're going to run their offense. Slip that one through. And another cross-court pass. Henry from the corner. Off the rim, and the rebound down to McKenzie. McKenzie quickly finds ADP. Clear path to the basket. We're going to pull it back out. Miller passes up the three again, but the floater is good right below the volleyball line there for Jacoby. And, man, off the bench, what a spark.
Yeah, he's come in, done really well, 3 for 3.
9-6, your score. Pirates on top and a kickball on Busick. It's going to stop play momentarily. Sipple's going to check back in now. 9-6 your score with a 1:29 left here in the first quarter. McNew between the circles looks off to Sipple's on the left wing. Comes right back to McNew as he surveys the defense, goes up and over, gets it inside baseline. Shot is blocked. Another clean block by ABP. Anchoring this Pirate defense and anchoring it very, very well.
Yes, that's two really good, nice defensive plays there.
What's really nice about those blocks, Matt, is he keeps it inbound and it creates a turnover, not knocking it out of bounds.
Yeah, a lot of times you see, particularly in the NBA, the professional levels, they like that, the hitting it out of bounds, hitting it up, see how far you can hit it up in the stands. He did a really good job of keeping it in play.
Meanwhile, inside, spinning left, then spinning right. McKenzie goes right into the chest of Cole Henry. He didn't do anything with it. And another two-point basket. And the Pirates now on a nice little run. Henry, the answer, and he does. 11-8 now your score. 28 ticks left. Pirates can easily hold for the final shot now. They work it all the way around to ABP in the corner. They work it the opposite side on the reverse. Lutz, straightaway three from distance, no good. A lot of contact on that rebound. Cole Henry's going to come away with it. He's under a lot of pressure, so much pressure that he traveled. Oh, goodness. Had an opportunity to either tie it or bring the Raiders within one, Matt, but that turnover is going to assuredly give the Pirates the last shot.
Yeah, it's probably a case where you just want to kind of hold back a little bit and get into a guard and be able to get that up there and create that last opportunity of the quarter.
No doubt he was concerned about the time on the clock, 6.5, more ticks than you think. And he rushed, they were able to speed him up a little bit. And now we got a foul on the floor. Of course, they've got plenty to give here in this situation. Only the second. Make that the third team foul on the Raiders. Not a bad foul there.
No.
Inbound it quickly. Another shot at three from distance. And Drew Busick drains the NBA range three to give the Pirates the lead. 14-8 after one. We step away briefly, come back for second quarter action right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
February is Heart Month and serves as a great reminder to make sure you're taking the necessary steps to prevent heart disease. If you're looking for high-quality heart care close to home, Margaret Mary Health is proud to partner with the Christ Hospital Health Network to bring cardiologists to Batesville 5 days a week. The key to better health lies in taking proper care of your heart. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Second quarter action underway here in Greensburg. Pirates lead South Ripley 14-8. We want to thank our sponsors for making the broadcast possible. Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington, Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehrings. Free-flowing first quarter. Both teams able to get the ball and move it well. But we talked about it, Matt, off-air as Pirates missed their first shot here in the second quarter. A huge swing as South Ripley had an opportunity for it over again. And once again, the turnover leads to points. At the end of the first, that turnover led to a three. This time, it's a two-point basket for Bradley Lutz. And the Pirates have doubled up.
Essentially a five-point mini run there.
Yeah.
Just from the turnovers.
They double them up, 16-8 now. South Ripley trying to answer back as Drew Volsk almost lost the handle there, but able to get into the lane with a floater, 16-10 now. Just under seven minutes left here to go. They work it all the way around the arc to the Pirates now, and Busick has it in his hand looking for some movement from his offensive partners here, and finally he gets something to go now. McKenzie at the free throw line, got the much taller Cole on him, and he's going to have to send it back out. Baseline, almost a trap there, but they didn't come quick enough. Able to pass out of that was McKenzie. And now they're showing some patience as they've inverted that zone, now going 3-2. They find an open look in the corner for Miller, but he's going to give it up. They go straight up top. The straightaway three from McKenzie is good. It's now 19-10, and South Ripley, the Raiders, are going to have to be careful here as Greensburg's trying to run away with this thing.
Yeah, you want to definitely try to get a score here if you can.
They get it off on the wing. They find Henry on the baseline. Head fake, go right back up top to Volz. Kicks it back to the wing for Binion. They go the opposite side of the floor. Sipples has it. Comes back to Volz. And looks like they morph from a 2-3 to kind of man-to-man up front sometimes. Shot No good there. Good look for Johnson. And, again, the Pirates off and running. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, very good defensive presence by Addison Barnes-Pettit again.
Pettit with the floater won't go. Hits the back iron. Bounces out right into the hands of Binion. And they send it up ahead. And running the floor well is Ethan Johnson, their second big. And back the other way. But this time, South Ripley able to get back on defense. 19-12, Pirates on top. They look it inside for ABP, kicks it to the corner. Good look for a three, but they call a foul before the shot. An offensive foul on Miller away from the ball, Matt. I forgot to track the ball to see if that shot even went in. But
it did go in, so, yeah, pretty bad foul there. Trying to set the screen, free him up. Little hip check.
And some other games in the area that we'll be keeping an eye on for you. Greensburg quickly brings it up the floor. Three ball from the near wing. No good. But Henry able to secure the rebound, a long rebound up top. And he's vacated his spot down low. Try to free some things up. Kickball. They don't call it a kickball. No matter. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Pirates. He'll stay with the Raiders. Of course, earlier today in girls semi-state action, Jackson Dale falls to the Lanesville Eagles for the second year in a row. 62-40 there. Lanesville looking to repeat and retain that state title that they won last year. Connersville is also in action at Lawrenceburg. A turnover now. Off and running are the Pirates, and a simple lay-in for McKenzie. Make it 21-12. In other action, Olenburg at Rushville and Shelbyville at East Central. We'll keep an eye on those games as scores develop. But here it's 21-12. Pirates kind of having their way here in the early goings. South Ripley, though, staying, hanging tough. Baseline drive, a lot of contact right into the chest of ABP. They don't call a foul. They say he went straight up, and that's going to give the Pirates an opportunity to run.
Again, Addison Barnes-Pettit making his presence felt there down low.
Now he's trying to do the same on the opposite end. Skips it across the lane. Busick now has it. Pettit, three ball from the opposite corner. Off the rim, won't go down. Binion with the rebound. Sends it over to Vols.
Good offensive set there by Greensburg. Penetration and a nice little kick out to it for that corner three.
Tried it on the near side as well. Had to look it off. Now a straightaway three from Cole Henry, and he drains it. And that's the versatility that he brings with his size and his shooting ability. We got a timeout on the floor. 21-15, Pirates on top. We step away briefly on Country 103.9, WRBI, and the new WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a Target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of boys basketball being brought to you tonight by Eisen's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. Terrence Arney alongside Matt Miller here at the Pirate Ship, where the Pirates enjoying a 21-15 lead over the South Ripley Raiders. Pirates with the ball and the lead with 3 minutes until the halftime break. Pirates work things all the way around the arc. Now they get inside. The defense starts to collapse and a steal. Vols going to try to get around Busick. Finds the trailer, and Cole Henry went to jam that one home. He was fouled, and the ball goes halfway down and back out. But if you want a trailer, you want it to be the 6'7 Cole Henry.
Absolutely.
And they executed that perfectly, getting that ball to him, and he maybe was on the rim maybe a second too long before that one to go down. As he released, the movement from the rim kind of rattled the ball back out.
Yeah, it was kind of down and out.
But with the two free throws, Cole sinks the first. And just like that, it's a four-point game. Yeah, two-possession game that quick.
Yeah, South Ripley's gotten themselves right back in the ball game. Made a nice adjustment, actually, bringing Henry out on the top.
Yes.
To get him more touches.
That's exactly what they did. And, again, he had that big three just before the timeout. Meanwhile, the Pirates working things around as they go to man-to-man. Henry comes out on the shooter. Didn't get much of that one, but it was enough to renegotiate the shot and falls quickly into the chest of ABP, and ABP is going to be called with the foul. This time they say he didn't go straight up. He's had some good defensive plays, Matt, as you mentioned, but this time they say he got into the body of the shooter.
Yep. Good move of drawing the contact there to earn a chance at the stripe here.
So Drew Vols drains the first, makes it now just a three-point game. And it looked like that coaching adjustment in terms of moving Cole Henry out on the floor has really changed everything.
Yeah, it has. Definitely has allowed South Ripley a little bit more free flow on the offense.
Well, and they can't double-team him is the thing.
Right, yeah. He's getting a little bit cleaner looks. He's tall, can see over top of that defense.
Speaking of shooting, Bradley Lutz from the far wing. He gets the three-point basket to go, 24-19. So right when South Ripley looked like they had an answer, the great equalizer.
Yeah, that was a nice answer by Greensburg to get that three-point shot.
Indeed it was. Henry's going to try another straightaway three off the rim, though. ABP wraps up the rebound, cups it behind his back with one hand, and then releases to Busick. Busick, though, had Drew Vols inside his jersey there. He'll be called for the foul.
Team's first of the second quarter.
His first, as well as South Ripley's first. And the Pirates are going to have Andrew Bowman check in. Bowman played some really good minutes for the JV squad earlier.
Yes. He's been primarily a JV and has some spot minutes on the varsity.
No doubt trying to earn his way into this lineup for tournament play as a three from the corner. Jack McKenzie drains the three, and now this three ball really working for the Pirates. It's allowed them to increase the lead back up to eight. Henry finds Vols, who works it all the way around, thought about the three, tapped by Busick. And it was McKenzie with that last three for the Pirates, giving them the eight-point lead. South Ripley tried to answer from the near wing, a three, set up by, I don't have a number 14. Actually, that would have been Dylan Jesse, also off the JV squad, who played some great minutes early for South Ripley. Shot won't go down. 40 ticks left here till halftime. Pirates up 27-19 and a reach-in foul. Called against the freshman. And that's big, right, Matt? To be able to have a freshman to give him these type of minutes here in meaningful play.
Absolutely. That's going to go a long ways as the season goes on and even into next year.
So a simple side out on that foul. Pirates still with it. ABP from the elbow has it, has his pocket pick. Vols races down the floor, tries to cross him up, and able to Euro step his way to a two-point basket. 17 seconds left now. And again, more good defense for Vols, this time on Busick. They send it outside. McKenzie, three. He's feeling it. McKenzie now back-to-back threes for him. Long distance shot, good if it goes, but no, off the front rim. 30-21. As things really loosened up there in that second quarter, both offenses got going. And at one point, South Ripley had closed the gap, brought it all the way back to a four-point ball game. But the Pirates explode from distance with some big shots going down the stretch. They lead it at the halftime break. 30-21. We'll step away briefly, come back in just a bit with our halftime show, get some stats and numbers for you, recap all the first half action, and get you ready to go for half number two. All this and more on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
Welcome back, Hoop fans. It is halftime at the Pirate Ship, where the home team, the Greensburg Pirates, enjoying a 30-21 lead over the visiting South Ripley Raiders. Started out, Matt, pretty much as a defensive struggle there in the first half. Greensburg was still able to get the better of the Raiders there. At the end of one, it was 14-8, and then things really got loose and got free in the second half. The shooting picked up for both squads as it was a 16-13 quarter again for the Pirates, and they lead at the break 30-21.
Yeah, I think the three-pointers there late for Greensburg really kind of opened it up the game a little bit. As you mentioned, South Ripley cut it to four, did a nice job of moving Cole Henry out on the perimeter, give him some more touches and more looks and to get them back into the ball game. But then Jack McKenzie got hot there late and hit a couple threes to kind of open it back up to the 9-point lead that we have now.
Yeah, the Pirates definitely have had the momentum for most of this first half, and it can't help but recall the way they closed things out in the first quarter. It was 11-8, South Ripley with the ball and an opportunity to either tie or at least come within one going into the second quarter, but there was a late turnover that resulted into a three-point basket for the Pirates, a huge swing there. So rather it being 11-10 or even 11-11, it was 14-8.
Yeah, that was a big play there, actually, in that first half when you think about it, considering South Ripley had cut it down to that three-point lead, and that with an opportunity to end the quarter, either tying it or getting it down to one. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a live turnover, which is what a coach is hopeful for.
Sure.
But then you give Greensburg an opportunity to get their set offense going and get a good look and hit that shot.
Yeah, they really did. And that's what really kind of started the three-point barrage from that point on. They then go back into the second quarter, and you had huge shots from Busick as well as McKenzie. McKenzie had back-to-back three-pointers at one point in that second quarter, and it really kind of sparked their offense and kind of got them kind of on track.
Yeah, he ended up with 13 points in the half and three three-pointers. And then they actually hit five three-pointers in the half. Busick had one, Lutz had one, and then McKenzie had three. So their shooting from distance really kind of opened things up. Going to give South Ripley some fits because they're going to have to extend in that second half.
Yes.
And then that could possibly open up some things down low for Addison Barnes-Pettit and Andrew Bowman if he's in there. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of adjustments both teams make Both teams will make adjustments, but just we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
And speaking of adjustments, we keyed in on one adjustment that South Ripley made going out of the first quarter into the second that seemed to kind of spark their offense as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. By moving Cole Henry out, giving him some touches, he's long, 6'7". He can see over top of the defense, the long arms of Greensburg, and was able to get some good looks and actually had 10 points in the half and drew some pretty big fouls and was able to connect from the free throw line.
Yeah, none bigger than the trail play where he was trailing the play as Vols had a steal, couldn't get his shot off, and he just dropped it back. And big 6'7 Cole Henry goes up for a huge slam, what would have been a huge slam, but it kind of rattled its way off as he was hanging on the rim for his protection. And did, though, give him a chance to go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Yeah, it was a good job of him hustling all the way down the floor. You don't see a lot of times a big guys at the high school level hustling down the floor. But he is a good athlete, was following the play, did a great job, got a nice pass, and just couldn't finish it. It was a great try, great attempt, just couldn't finish it, but went two for two from the free throw line.
So some great basketball action for you here in our nightcap, if you would. Of course, we started the day off with some great girls basketball as the Jacksonville Lady Eagles traveled down to New Albany for semi-state action as they took on the Eagles from Lanesville. It's the second time in as many years that these two teams met at the semi-state round. And once again, it was the defending champion, the defending state champs in the Lanesville Eagles that got the better of Coach Smith and his Lady Eagles. And Coach Smith, what'll be his final game as the head coach at Jacksonville. The final score there, 62-40. We had all the action for you with our very own sports director, Jim Williams, and Rob LaFerre. They brought the action to you. And, Matt, you know, when you talk about a career that's been as decorated, 400 wins for Coach Smith, a state title back in 2016, and too many sectional championships to count, and just so many trips to the regional, and then these past 2 years making it to the semi-state round. When you think about what he's meant to that Jacksonville community, what he's meant to that basketball program, it's really, really hard to wrap your head around that was his final game.
Yeah, that is very surprising. I didn't know that. So congratulations to him on an outstanding career. I mean, like you mentioned, I mean, it doesn't get any better than Scott Smith in this area.
Yeah.
From what he's done for Jacksonville and that Osgood community. A tremendous job, and kudos to him, and wish him well.
Yeah, of course, they named Jacksonville All-Stars, our standout, Lily Simons. Of course, she played on that state championship team as an underclassman, was a finalist for the McDonald's All-American. A Jacksonville standout herself as a player. She'll be taking over the helm, been on the staff here for these past 2 years. So now, no doubt, she's gained a lot and earned a lot from his tutelage. And it'll be very interesting to see where the program goes next. You know, Jacksonville has always been one of those, Matt, that you say they don't rebuild. They simply reload year after year. And we'll see what they do next year.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, she's been in part of the program. She knows the ins and outs, what it takes to get to that level. And I think that she'll do a fine job. I mean, like you said, Jacksonville, I mean, it's a basketball town.
It really is.
A basketball school. They'll retool. They'll be right back in the thick of things come next season and then years beyond.
And halftime continues here at the Pirate Ship. Greensburg 30, South Ripley Raiders 21. We'll step out briefly, come back, and give you individual scorings as we look forward to second half action here in Greensburg. You're listening to Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Ready to tackle outdoor projects? Visit Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville.
your go-to for quality outdoor equipment. Explore John Deere compact tractors delivering power from 23 to 100 horsepower for both residential and commercial. Financing available with approved credit. Nobby Mower Shop, locally owned for 40 years, is your go-to for outdoor equipment, offering pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Nobby Mower Shop, your partner in power. Visit today and get those projects rolling.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Halftime continues here from the Pirate Ship as the Greensburg Pirates had a lead over the visiting South Ripley Raiders 30-21. Matt, what do you have in the way of individual scoring?
We'll start with the visitors of South Ripley. Drew Voltz had 9 points in the first half. Cole Henry with 10. And then Johnson with 4 for a total of 21. They were 5 of 6 from the free throw line for 83% and 7 of 15 from the field for 47%. Greensburg, Busick had 5. Lutz had 5, Barnes Pettit had 1, McKenzie 13, and Jacoby Miller had 6 for a total of 30, and 1 of 2 from the free throw line for 50%, and 12 of 22 from the floor for 55%.
Shooting the ball very well, Greensburg Pirates at 50%. Anytime you can shoot from the floor, from the field, 50% clip, you're going to have a really good chance to come away with a victory. And as you laid it out during the pregame show, Matt, in terms of what these squads score per game, I kind of had in my mind it'd be the first one to 50 would stand, you know, a pretty good shot of wrapping this one up, and Greensburg well on their way to that.
Yeah, I mean, you think 50 points, like you said, probably the first team to get to 50 because both defenses, they kind of sit back. Looks like they're going to play zone for the remainder of the game. It helps keep them out of foul trouble, keeps players out of foul trouble. And then you're going to be able to keep yourself in the ball game. And right now, the way they're shooting, it looks like Greensboro's on the way to 60. But, you know, you never know. South Ripley has capable shooters as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Been a great, again, a great weekend of basketball, great weekend of sports here on the Sports Voice. And it does not stop here, does not stop with basketball. Matt, I always say the only good thing that comes out of the Super Bowl, the last football game of the season, is I know that the Daytona 500 is right around the corner. In fact, the 66th running of the Daytona 500, the Great American Race, will be on tomorrow, and we will have all the action for you here on the Sports Voice. Coverage begins at about 1:30 race time. Green flag racing will begin at about 2:30. You do not want to miss the 66th running of the Daytona 500. That's probably that in Talladega. Probably the only two. Scratch that. I forgot about the Bristol Night Race. Mm-hmm. Those are about the three races that I'll watch. I love the big super speedways, Daytona and Talladega. Not so much for the wrecks. It fascinates me, Matt, of the concentration that it takes in that extended period of time. You talk about 2.5-3 hours. Just doing the exact same thing over and over
at those
and over.
Speeds.
Yes,
dude, it's incredible the endurance and concentration, like you said, that those drivers have to maintain throughout that duration of those races.
Listen, I had the opportunity to go to Indianapolis Motor Speedway and do a ride along around the track in an Indy car, and I'm here to tell you, you can say what you want about race car drivers not being athletes. You get in one of those cars and tell me what your heart rate does, and then you tell me you're not an athlete. It is exhilarating.
That would be exhilarating. How fast did they go? Did they take you? Do you remember?
Well, so I've done both. I've done IndyCar, and I've done NASCAR. I did them in reverse. I did Indy first and did NASCAR. I wish I had done them the other way around.
Oh, yeah?
But in the contract says with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, they guarantee to go within 70% of race speed. And on that particular year, the qualifying time was about 214 miles an hour. So my best guess, we were somewhere in the 180 range.
Wow.
And let me tell you, when they went through turn one, I felt every bit of it.
Oh, that's some serious P's.
So after that, out at Las Vegas, I did the NASCAR ride along. And we're going, obviously, much, much slower. It's a small track anyway, so much slower. And the driver says, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, go faster."
Well, that's great that you got an opportunity to do those two things. That's fascinating.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And would love to do it again. My other bucket list in that regard is they don't do it for Indy cars, but in NASCAR, of course, you could actually drive a car. They do it down in Kentucky is one of the places you can do it. You can also do it in Vegas. So that's the last remaining motorsports bucket list item for
me. That would be pretty neat. Yeah, hopefully you get a chance to enjoy that and experience it.
Well, until then, if not, I can always sit back and listen to the Great American Race on WRBI. Again, coverage tomorrow beginning at about 1:30. Green flag racing will begin at about 2:30. We'll have all that action for you. As the Great American Race, the 66 running, right here on Country 103.9 WRBI. Also, want to remind folks that the pairing show for the boys' state tournament will take place tomorrow as well. After that, we'll know exactly what teams are playing where, who has the bye, who will play three times, who will play two times, all of that information will come out tomorrow. No doubt, Matt, most of these teams, just like South Ripley, will be getting together tomorrow to have some food, kick back, play some fun. I always think it's great for these teams to be able to set aside that amount of time to do that, and it be something other than basketball. Just get together, fellowship with one another. I just think that's great.
Oh, it is great. It builds that team camaraderie that you're looking for as you lead into those sectional and the tournament action.
Well, we've switched sides on the floor. Both teams back out, and second half action begins. South Ripley begins with a turnover and a point-blank shot at the rim for Lutz. He can't get it to go. And South Ripley's going to bring it back up the floor now. They go to Henry outside the arc. Those long arms able to deflect what would have been a steal, but then they turn it over anyway. Back-to-back turnovers to South Ripley. That's not what Coach Beach wanted to do here to open up the third.
No, first two possessions and two turnovers right off the bat.
Hard way to go for South Ripley there, but Greensburg unable to capitalize. But they do have the ball now. In between the circles is Busick. Finds Lutz on the right wing. Lutz off of a screen, goes back the other way. ABP is going to hand it off now to Busick. Nice little two-man game there, and ABP can't finish the bunny underneath. Busick runs out and gets the rebound, though. Possession stays alive.
And South Ripley's actually opening up in a man-to-man defense here.
And that has kind of gave some pause, if you would, to this offense, but not right there as McKenzie goes down the left side of the lane, drops it in the bucket for two. 32-21, approaching their largest lead here of the night. 11-point lead, and now South Ripley is going to have to answer. Vols almost loses it. Trap comes over, able to pass out of it. Down in the corner, cross court, ill-advised. Easy picked off there by McKenzie. Busick's going to let a three fly off the rim. Rebound, ricocheted off Cole Henry and into the hands of Johnson. Vol's going to get across the timeline. Defense collapses on him. Easily passes out of it. It goes down in the corner. Binion's there. And now Cole Henry with a nice baseline move there. Slips the defender. Drops it in the bucket for two. They'll need more of that.
Yeah, definitely. Good job of rotating around, getting that defense going side to side, and then finding him down low.
Now it's Busick. Try to set things up. ABP down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to the corner and back up top. Busick has it again. Lutz now on the far wing. Now back inside for Atkins. And now McKenzie off the screen. Down the lane. It was looking to get a little pick and roll action there as ABP rolled to the basket. But that passing lane got shut off, so he kicks it to the corner instead. Baseline drive. Henry right there on the backside. A lot of contact. Wasn't sure if Henry was going to be able to let up on that one. And he could not. Got into the back of Jack McKenzie, and that'll send him to the free throw line.
And that's Henry's second. First team foul of the half.
For the most part, Matt, the game's played pretty clean. Hasn't been a lot of fouls called.
No, it has been pretty clean. There's been some times of some physicality, but for the most part, both teams playing good man-to-man defense when it comes to it. Mason McNew checks back.
And McKenzie drains the first free throw. He's a 66% free throw shooter on the season. It's back to an 11-point ball game, and this is a precarious position for South Ripley. They don't want to spend a whole lot of time in down double digits. Want to get this back to a single-digit game and make a move. Looking for a cutting Sipples on the baseline, but that pass was tipped out of bounds, out of reach. It'll stay with South Ripley here. And that just a lazy pass, easily picked off by the Pirates. And coast to coast goes McKenzie. Shot won't go, but Adkins trailing the play with the putback. And that's their largest lead of the night.
Another live turnover by South Ripley, resulting in points for the Pirates. Their fourth turnover of the half already, just in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's been a rough start to this third quarter. They work it all the way around the arc, get a good look at a three, and he missed everything there. Drew Volz was there, and they're going to say that the Raiders stepped on the line, and a very animated call from the ref as he pointed to his toe on the line to show him what the call was there. Crowd didn't like it at all, but we play on. Oh, my goodness. What a find there from ADP as Adkins slipped through the back door, and he was all alone underneath. Another easy two-point bucket for the Pirates, and they're really starting to exert themselves here and pull away.
Yeah, South Ripley resorted back to a zone, and Greensboro was able to find the weak spot.
Oh, acrobatic move there as Justin Adkins came across the baseline, met him in midair. Some contact on the play. They actually put it on ABP. He must have got into the body there, but because it was Adkins, though, that
it looked like Adkins was the one that created most of the contact.
And on the line is Bryson Sipples. He misses the front end here. He's got one more shot. 38-23, Pirates enjoying their largest lead of the night. Boosted this up to a 15-point ball game, and honestly, that happened really, really quickly. It was single digits at the halftime break, and they exploded. Of course, the South Ripley Raiders helped in that with those four quick turnovers.
Yeah.
Got a kickball on the baseline for the Pirates. It'll stay with them on their offensive end of the floor. Pirates going from left to right from our vantage point here behind the scorers table. Lutz, the trigger man, gets it in to Busick. Busick's got Sipples all over him as they go back to man-to-man. They kick it down to the corner. Three ball coming. Off the rim, tipped out. And Henry dives for it. And they're going to say he was fouled by Lutz. Both of those young men playing hard, trying to get that loose ball. So Lutz called for the foul.
Actually, probably benefited the Pirates there. Limited, stopped Cole Henry from getting a breakaway there.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Now he can get their defense set here. Pirates haven't had many opportunities to beat them in transition. That would have been one of them. Good passing here, and once again, Henry gets free. Baseline drive, and he slams this one home effortlessly. 38-25, a lot of times, Matt, it's plays like that that can ignite a team.
Yes, absolutely. Poor rotation by Greensboro on the back end, and Cole Henry is able to get a shot.
And South Ripley, they're not giving up on this game here tonight. Still there, knocking away a would-be steal, gets out of bounds. And it was the guys in greens, the only ones going for the loose ball.
Yeah, that jam by Henry energizes your defense.
They go back to a zone. They go inside to ABP, kick it out to the wing. ABP gets it right back. They reverse to the opposite end of the floor. Now Busick dumps it down low. Backdoor cut. Cole met him next. That was Johnson that met him. The chase down block from behind, but they're going to put the foul on Henry.
That's his third.
And you can see Henry look to the bench. Telling the head coach, Savvy Beach, hey, that's my third, but I want to stay in. And it looks like they're going to leave him in at least for now. And Atkins, first free throw, well off the mark.
Well short.
38-25 with 3 minutes left to go. He missed them both. Did Atkins? Atkins normally an 80% free throw shooter. Maybe a small sample size there, but still uncharacteristic to miss them both.
Pretty reliable. Odd for him to miss.
Oh, and once again, nice play. A good cut from Henry, and he's living underneath down low. Now they get it back to single digits. Ox almost single digits, excuse me. It's now down to 11. 38-27, and Greensburg, they need to stop the bleeding here.
They need to get a good look here. South Ripley's doing a really good job playing good, aggressive defense.
Putting a lot of pressure on these Pirate ball handlers. Almost a steal there from Vols. Came up just an inch short, if you would. They go to ABP, back door, giving the South Ripley a taste of their own medicine. And Atkins, just as Cole Henry's been living on that baseline, Atkins gets another and over and back. Oh, my goodness.
Fifth turnover for South Ripley. Just a mental loss of focus there.
And that's pretty much really been the story here in the third, right? I mean, it's been South Ripley's turnovers giving the Pirates extra possessions.
Yeah, even early, Greensburg got on a little run, but then South Ripley was able to get a little momentum slam dunk, and then that kind of ruins your momentum right there with just a silly turnover.
Exactly. Pirates now on the ball, 40-27, under 2 minutes, driving to the rim. A little short, did Busick leave that one, but they get the rebound. Good hustle play by Jack McKenzie. His putback's good. South Ripley off and running. Vols, maybe a little too fast, a little too much steam there on that one, but he'll be fouled and actually bailed the South Ripley out.
Yeah.
I believe Vols was a little out of control and was in a little bit of trouble. Corner three. Got him. Big shot there from Gavin Binion. It's 42-30. South Ripley not going anywhere.
Big shot there.
Could be a momentum changer as they look for a cutting McKenzie, and instead it's a steal. Quickly the other way goes South Ripley. Cross court lob nice. For Henry. How easy is that when you got a 6'7 guy? Just throw it up, let him go get it. They did. And now on defense, oh, no. Oh, no. Henry's going to pick up a senseless foul there, and that's his fourth. He won't be able to stick around on this one. A little confusion is.
Yeah, can't afford to leave him in there with
no.
Four fouls.
So Henry's going to come out as McNew and Johnson now anchor down the big man spot for Coach Beach. It's a 10-point ball game. McKenzie, another turnover. Can't complete it. They get it back. Do the Pirates. Nice hesitation move there. And a wide open three. And McKenzie, once again with the silencer, puts them back up by 13. They go inside, this time looking for Johnson. And they're going to call a foul.
No, they just called it out of bounds, I believe.
Oh, okay.
A lot of contact. It
really
was out of bounds.
Yeah, it really was a lot underneath. They continue to let them play here with 35 seconds left here. Got to get it in. They do. Almost turned over again. Vols comes away with it. Goes to McNew. McNew covered up, and he's fouled 20 feet away from the basket. So 27 seconds left, and South Ripley is going to bring this one in, simple side out, on the opposite end of the floor. Coach Busick's going to make a defensive change, maybe get a little bit of breather for ABP or protect him, one or the two.
Probably to protect him from getting a potential third foul with 27 seconds to go in the quarter. Assume South Ripley will probably hold it for one.
Looking for not just a good shot, looking for a great one. Vols pulls it back out. They get inside. They dump down on the baseline, kick it to the corner. And tipped away as they try to go cross court. Pirates have it now with 6 seconds. over to the corner. Dribble drive down the baseline, and McKenzie slips on the floor. And nobody's going to get a final shot there. As those last 20 seconds was somewhat helter-skelter, a little bit sloppy, but the Pirates still with the lead as we head to the fourth quarter. Your score, Pirates 45, South Ripley 32. We'll be back for the fourth quarter conclusion right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you tonight by Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Nobby Mower Shop. Terrence Arney alongside Matt Miller here with fourth quarter action from Greensburg. Pirates enjoying a 45-32 lead. South Ripley Raiders still battling, trying to get back into this one. Pirates work things around the arc, and this defense has stiffened up here, Matt, as they extend the zone, kind of push the ball out farther from the floor. In fact, that three ball from Busick was a little too far out, but a nice putback underneath. 47-32 now. South Ripley now on offense. Cole Henry not on the floor. Picked up his fourth foul in that third quarter. So he's going to have a seat beside Coach Beach, but that's okay. Nice ball movement, and Sipple's able to slip through the defense for a quick two-pointer. 47-34. They go inside as Coach Busick has gone back to his bench to bring in some of his reserves. Andrew Bowman saw some action in that first half, gave him some good, solid minutes,
and scored the first 2 points of this quarter.
Ball stays with the Pirates here. 47-34, they go inside. Defense collapse on McKenzie, but he shakes and bakes that ball short. But Bowman gives him new life with the rebound. And this time, Henry's back in the game. Cole Henry checks back in. Skies for the rebound. Off and running are the Raiders. They go to Johnson on the baseline. Hesitates. Nice. Banks that one in. That was a good-looking two-point basket there. And
good job of being patient.
Yes.
Little pump fake and then opened it up for a nice little layup.
South Ripley's definitely picked up their defensive intensity here. Hands everywhere. But not one there in front of McKenzie, as he was able to get one to go, and we're going to have a foul here in transition. And it's on the Pirates. Meanwhile, separate from that play, looks like McKenzie's on the floor, and I think one of his teammates seems to be indicating he took a shot to the mouth and he may be bleeding. It's going to help him up off the floor. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a good amount of blood there coming from his mouth. They're going to take him off the floor back to the locker room. The staff trainer is going to see to him. So McKenzie, a prolific scorer for this Pirate team, is going to come off the floor. Raiders have the ball here and maybe a little bit of momentum, Matt.
Yes, they have a good opportunity to try to make some headway into this lead. Good move.
Off the glass shot, no good for Sipples. Rebound down to ABP. Man, his presence has really been felt on the defensive end for Greensburg in this game, has it not?
A number of opportunities down low for South Ripley, and just him being there in the right spot at the right time.
Hasn't been able to get his offense to go there as he misses a bunny, and maybe credit footsteps from Cole Henry for some of that. Henry comes away with it. Three ball from Sipples. It's off the mark. And they steal the rebound, but step on the baseline did Vols. Oh, that was going to be a really nice play for the Raiders if he was able to save that. But
yeah, the opposite end of the basket was wide open for him to hit a layup if he had saved it.
So it's 47-36, 5 minutes to go. Pirates remain in command here. Three ball from the corner, high off the rim. They tip it out. Good move there by Sipples, able to get up above the taller ABP and save that one. Speaking of saves, Lutz jumps into the passing lane as Cole Henry thought he had a go-ahead layup.
Now their turnover, the seventh for South Ripley this half.
And look who's at the scorer's table. Jack McKenzie set to come back into this ballgame. Meanwhile, Pirates get inside the defense and a couple of head fakes, but his feet apparently shuffled as well. And a travel call there on ABP. And we've seen games for Addison Barnes-Pettit. When he gets hot and rolling, man, he is a handful. And, of course, again tonight, we've definitely seen his prowess on defense. Just hasn't been able to get the offensive end going.
Yeah, he's one of those kind of the dual threat, can step out on the three-point line and hit an occasional three-pointer.
They go high-low there from the elbow.
A lot of contact.
They got to call a jump ball there, and the arrow, don't see one. So it looks like
South Ripley will keep it.
Yeah. It's going to stay with South Ripley. So 11-point ball game, 47-36. Now, this is a spot. If South Ripley can get points on this possession, Matt, that'll get it down to single digits. They've threatened at this spot several times in the second half, just haven't been able to get over the hump.
Yeah, and there's still plenty of time in the ball game.
And another turnover, and going the opposite way, a foul on the shooter, Adkins. Adkins will go back to the line, his second trip tonight. Ofer on the previous trip.
At the line, shooting two. Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
And we continue with fourth quarter action here, 48-36. Greensburg Pirates up on South Ripley. Some good ball movement there. Finds Addison Barnes-Pettit right underneath. He drops it in for two as he's playing above the rim there. Corner three off the mark. Cole Henry with the rebound. He put back, blocked by ABP. And he gives it the old Mutombo finger wag, not in my house. 50-36, 3 minutes left to go. Pirates doing enough to hang on.
We talked about earlier in the game about the first team to 50 more than likely going to win.
Yes, sir.
And Pirates, but a lot of ball game left yet.
Pirates hit that 50 mark. Baseline drive from Adkins. He kind of lowers the shoulder there. And I think that was an easy call to make.
Foul number 32, Justin Adkins, his second, team second.
Adkins was determined to just go through the trees down, though.
He definitely initiated the contact.
50-36, inside 3 minutes now. South Ripley's going to have to make things happen. And that three goes halfway down, spins back out. They get the rebound, another three. This one off the back iron, and this time Atkins able to secure the rebound. And back the other way we go. McKenzie now back in this ball game. He seems good to go. All the way around the arc they work it. McKenzie inside, finishes off the glass with contact. Count it, the hoop and the harm. Yeah, I think he's feeling really good.
Yeah, it looks like he went over and got his blood cleaned up and came back in ready to play.
So at 52-36, McKenzie will step to the line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, a 66% free throw shooter on the season, unable to complete the three-point play. South Ripley now, and they really have to go here, Matt.
Yeah, they can't afford to really mess around and work the ball around too much. They need to attack the basket.
Cole Henry, three, falls off the lid. They've had some good looks. They were able to get those shots early in this ball game, and now down the stretch.
Yeah, as the game goes along, you lose a little bit of your legs, and your shots are going to be a little short.
And we've got a whistle, and the officials are going to have to come together to talk about it. One official said South Ripley ball. The other official came in and said it was tipped, so it's going to stay Greensburg ball. Interested, because the referee closest to the action had his call overturned.
You don't see that very often.
No, you don't. Under 2 minutes to play, Greensburg with the lead and the ball. Lutz finds ABP inside the zone and kicks it back to him on the corner. The three won't go. Atkins, the putback is good. Atkins had a nice second half here for his team. Some key baskets and some good hard-nosed defense.
Yeah, very good production from him this second half.
Kickball on the opposite end. It'll stay with South Ripley. And it seems like that magic number, that 50 magic number, was spot on, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a pretty steep hill to climb for South Ripley at this point with only a minute 23 to go.
Vols races across the timeline, sends it to the corner. That three is good. And Dylan Jesse, the freshman, drains a big basket. He had a couple of good looks at threes in that JV game as well. So you understand why he's on the floor right there.
Yep, good for his confidence.
Greensburg in no hurry to really run offense. They'll call a timeout on the floor. And with under a minute, we'll take our final timeout in this game as well. You're listening to Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI's presentation of high school basketball being brought to you tonight in part by Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehrings. 50 seconds left all in this ball game. Pirates with the ball and spinning move down the lane from McKenzie. Won't make it. Off and running are the Raiders and Henry. Henry wanted to slam that one, but Atkins kind of stood in the way there and absorbed that contact. But that does create a three-point opportunity for Henry and the Raiders. McKenzie going to check out of this ball game to a standing ovation from his teammates. Hard-fought game from him. Henry does complete the three-point play. And it's 54-42. Final 30 seconds. Busick to Lutz. It's South Ripley went back to man-to-man on their defense.
Does it look like they're going to foul? They're just going to play good man-to-man defense.
And the Pirates, no need to try to get a shot up. They won't. And they will allow time to expire. And the Pirates get back on their winning ways after their loss to Seymour. And for South Ripley, they dropped two in a row here. Your final score, 54-42. The home team, Greensburg Pirates, defeat the South Ripley Raiders. We'll be back here in a few seconds to wrap things up on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Does your foot or ankle pain slow you down? Having practiced podiatry in southeastern Indiana for 15 years, Dr. Amy Jelinek has a wealth of experience helping people treat issues related to their feet. Her areas of focus range from foot and ankle trauma and arthritis to tendon repair and complications caused by diabetes. Dr. Jelinek sees patients at her office, located on State Road 129 in Batesville. To learn more, call 812-932-4700.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza. 812-933-0333. Ison'sFamilyPizza.com or downtown Batesville.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
This is the Post Game Show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
And welcome back in, Hoop fans. It is the Post Game Show from the Pirate Ship here in Greensburg, and it was the home team. The Greensburg Pirates victorious at home as they defeated the South Ripley Raiders. Final score 54-42. Early in this ball game, both defenses played at a high level, particularly in that first quarter, kind of holding both offenses at bay. In the end of the first quarter, it was a 14-8 game, and the Pirates really kind of turned the tide with a late turnover. They turned over the South Ripley Raiders, preventing them from closing the gap. Had an opportunity to tie things up, in fact, at the end of one, but instead, five-point swing there. It's 14-8 after one. And in the second, both offenses got a little loose. Sharp shooting from beyond the arc for the Pirates. And Cole Henry really got things moving on the offensive end as they moved him away from the basket out on the floor, and that spelled big dividends for the Raiders, but they still trail. It was a 16-13 quarter there, and at the halftime break, it was 30-21 Greensburg. Come back in that third quarter, and unfortunately for the Raiders, just did not have the ball security they needed to really mount a comeback, had four quick turnovers to start things in the third, and really kind of spelled doom and gloom. At that point, Greensburg able to build to a double-digit lead. a double-digit lead that they would pretty much hold on to throughout the rest of the ball game. More of the same in the fourth, and again, your final score, 54-42.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, basketball is a game of runs, we say, and even at the high school level without a shot clock. But it seemed like any time that South Ripley was trying to make a good run, they'd have a costly turnover, and Greensburg was able to go down. Typically live turnovers are kind of the doom of the gloom for basketball coaches, and that's what happened with South Ripley there in that second half, and Greensburg was able to capitalize on several of those live turnovers by South Ripley.
And, of course, this is a non-conference game for both of these schools. Has no bearing on the things they want to accomplish. And for Coach Beach and the Raiders, he mentioned it in the pregame, Matt. He wanted to use this as an opportunity to try some things out, see what they look like. And I think we saw that. This might be the second time I've had a chance to see them play, but I think the whole aspect of bringing Cole Henry out from underneath the basket out on the floor, I think that may have been one of those things that he wanted to try and see what it looked like. That looked really good. We saw him in the second half, though, get some great looks in terms of some backdoor cuts, and he looked good there as well. So I think in that regard, despite the loss, I think they probably got what they wanted, the Raiders, in terms of being able to try some different things, try some different looks.
Yeah, you could tell that even with their substitution patterns, I mean, there's a lot of young players that got an opportunity to play tonight on both sides. A few freshmen, and then got some opportunity that they normally probably wouldn't get in a conference game, per se, during the season. So, both teams looked like they were trying some things out and really just played well. South Ripley could have used probably another player or two to help chip in with Henry. Uh-huh. Henry ended up with 21, a great ball game. I mean, he's a heck of a player. He can be able to go inside and outside, a tremendous shot. So if they can get somebody else to step up a little bit as the season ends and the sectionals draw close, there'll be trouble for somebody.
Yeah, you mentioned it during the pregame about getting your rotation set, you know, finding out who those six or seven players are going to be. And we saw Coach Busick go deep into his bench, pull up the freshman Andrew Bowman. They gave him solid minutes, even got in the box score with a bucket of his own as well. So I think both coaching staffs got what they wanted in this game in terms of being able, if you're South Ripley, be able to try some things offensively, move Cole Henry around, see how he responds to different areas on the floor. And if you're Coach Busick, get some of these youngsters in there, show you some real game time action to see how they may respond at this varsity level when you might have to call on them later on in the tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. Late in the game, Cole Henry got his fourth foul and had to come out. Somebody had to come in and step up and bide that time until they were able to get him back in there.
And likewise, we saw McKenzie go out because of injury. Took a blow to the face, to the mouth, and had blood. So he had to come out of the game. And again, that's where we saw some of those freshmen for Greensburg come in and spell him, give some good solid minutes to Coach Busick there as well. So the final score, again, 54-42. What do you have for individual scoring?
We'll go with the visitors again with South Ripley. Sipples had two. Binion had three. Drew Volts had nine. Cole Henry had 21. Johnson, four. And Jesse, a late three there. So that's for a total of 42. They shot 6 of 9 from the free throw line, 67%. And I had them 16 for 33 from the field, 48%. Greensburg, on one hand, had Busick with 5, Lutz with 5, Barnes Pettit with 3, McKenzie with 24, Atkins with 9, Miller with 6, and Bowman with 2 for their 54. Had them 4 for 9 from the free throw line at 44%, which they need to pick that up, especially as the tournament comes on.
Yeah.
And they shot 47% from the floor.
You know, when you go through those stats, what jumped off the page to me, Cole Henry's 20 points. That was a quiet 20 points for him. It wasn't a ball dominant 20. I mean, he didn't have the ball in his hands all the time. You know, he's making slashes and cuts. And of course, we did see him step out a time or two for a distance three, but I felt like that was some quiet 21 points. In other words, that's a good thing, right? Because he's taking the game as it's coming to him. He's scoring according to what the defense is allowing him to do.
Yeah, he didn't force very much. He looked very fluid and in control of his game. And I'd say probably some of that, but the quiet was probably just foul trouble, too.
Sure, sure.
Now, whether some of those fouls could be questionable, but he's going to be a handful for some teams as they move forward.
No doubt about it. 6'7" junior, and of course, as we mentioned earlier, he was up for Indiana's High School Athletic Association's Player of the Week this past week. He dropped 30 in their win against South Dearborn, and that was a step up in class for them as they went up to play the bigger South Dearborn and got away with a win there. So they're definitely capable of those type of games. He's definitely capable of those type of explosions. I'm sure they're looking forward to getting into tournament play. I think Coach Beeks called it the funnest week of the year. So we'll see what those guys do. And, of course, Greensburg, they're on to bigger fish to fry here in the regular season. They've got that huge matchup coming next week against East Central, which will decide the EIAC champion. Will it be an outright championship for the Greensburg Pirates, or will it end up sharing that with Batesville? It'll be interesting to see how all that plays out. Want to once again, just a congratulations to the Jacksonville Eagles. Their season came to an end earlier today. We had that game for you here on WRBI. They fall to the Lanesville Eagles. Of course, Lanesville, they won the state title last year. Two losses all season. They only had one loss this year, and it looks like they're poised and well on their way to repeat. Congratulations to Coach Scott Smith on a heck of a career, 23-some-odd seasons there at Jacksonville. Been really fun to cover him as a coach and those Lady Eagles. Almost an end of an era, but they're locked and loaded, ready to go to try to do it all again with their very own Lily Simons taking over the helm next season.
Yes. Yep. Congratulations to Coach Smith, and then good luck to Coach Simon as she continues that tradition there at Jacksonville.
And just some programming notes for you. Of course, tomorrow will be the 66th running of the Daytona 500, the Great American Race. Coverage begins at 1:30. Green Flag Racing will take place at about 2:30. We'll have all of that action for you right here on the Sports Voice. And then on Monday, you want to tune in to Coach's Corner live 6 p.m. as we broadcast from Ison's Family Pizza. Have a great show lined up for you there as well, as we oftentimes do. Our guest for this edition of Coach's Corner will include Batesville boys head coach Aaron Garrett, the Batesville girls head coach Mitchell Taylor, kind of our season closeout with him. And he'll have with him senior Claire Sainer as well. Have an opportunity to come to Greensburg and speak with the swimming coach, Josh Hodkins, here with the Pirates. And then last but not least, we'll talk a little wrestling as they got into state wrestling here over the past week. We'll talk with Milan wrestling coach Adrian Wilburn. All that and more, Coach's Corner, 6 o'clock Monday night, live from Ison's Family Pizza. Well, that's going to do it for us here for this one. Again, the Pirates victorious over South Ripley. The final score, 54-42. So from all of us here at WRBI, including the sports director Jim Miller back at the station, turning knobs, pulling levers, making everything. Jim Williams. I don't know why I said Miller. I'm thinking about you, man. Jim Williams. Jim, I apologize. Charge that one to the head, not to the heart. But we appreciate everything you do. Doing double duty today was Jim. He was down in New Albany for that.
Oh, wow.
Lanesville-Jacksonville game early this morning. Got down there last night, fought the snow and all of that just to make sure that we had someone to bring that game. And then he brings it all the way back home to Batesville.
Wow.
To man the board as our producer and engineer tonight for this game. So, Jim, boy, you're doing yeoman's work today, and we really appreciate everything that you do. And for my partner in crime beside me, Matt Miller. Matt, always a good time. I know when we call these Greensburg games, we know it's going to be a good one. Had the chance to do that a handful of times this year, and hopefully that continues as we get ready for the postseason run that these young men will make here in just a few weeks. And lastly but not least, this is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for listening. Thanks for joining us, and please enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI. and the new WRBI app. Good night.